Hi, it's June 11th, 2009, Thursday night, and this is my first ever audio journal. I'm sitting on my bed with my laptop on my lap. I have a headset on with the microphone. I've spent the last couple nights spending a little time playing with a few RSS feed programs. One of these programs, for those who don't know, it basically just aggregates, takes a lot of different video and audio files, things like that, puts them together, put it in a special file called an XML file, which you can upload to the internet. People can subscribe to that XML file, and when they do that, whatever program they have to read that file, they're called aggregators usually, can look at that to see if there's any new content. For instance, I have mine at work pointed to CNN.com. It's got Larry King, Attack the Show, OPB, which is Oregon Public Broadcasting, a bunch of different things like that. Hold on a second, I'll turn on the TV. I'm not sure if you can hear that in the background, but it's pretty loud for me here. So basically what an aggregator does is it makes it so you can subscribe to a whole bunch of different podcasts and video casts, and then every day or whatever time it downloads some new ones, and you can watch them just like you listen to the radio or watch TV, except for it's live and on demand. One of the cool things about this technology, instead of having to browse to the temple, for those of you who do want to use RSS aggregators or who want to try it out, can do it out this way without visiting the temples often. Another option that you have is opening up iTunes and subscribing through iTunes. At some point, I'll give directions, probably written directions on my written journal, for how to do it through iTunes. And I'm sure at some point I will do a mix. I will have some web journals that are just audio like this, and I will have some that are video through YouTube. One of the nice things, though, about doing it this way instead of YouTube is I don't have a limit. Really, as much as file size and how long that I talk. And I realize, even though it was nice, one of the challenges of the YouTube video blogs was that I was limited to 10 minutes, and I thought, okay, that'll be enough. I realized very quickly that when I say things out loud, it takes longer than 10 minutes, or I just end up babbling on and on and on. So what happens is I get to minute 9, 9 and a half, and then I try to speed up and say goodbye and whatnot. So this will be kind of nice. I'll be able to create audio blogs and do them at my leisure. So this is definitely my first. I'm using a program called Zencast to download these. I have not tried it, or at least I haven't got it to work yet. I've been playing with it, and I was able to get the MP3 file uploaded, and my aggregator seemed to think there was something up there, seemed to download it, but then just sat on its ass. It wouldn't play it. So I'll play with it so I can get this up tonight. I'll add some notes, and I'll add an RSS link off the main page. That way people can download this RSS or subscribe to this RSS feed if they want. And then hopefully, I believe that I could put the RSS feed so you can just open it in Internet Explorer, and those of you who do not want to use an aggregator will be able to get to these audio files without me adding explicit links to them all the time, which would be a pain in the butt. So, they'll be there for those of you who want to listen. I don't know if I'll listen to them or not. I gotta be honest, I've never been a huge fan of my voice. For those of you who don't know, the way your voice sounds to you and the way it sounds to everybody else is different. And it's not a matter of perception. It's just really a matter of you are hearing your own voice through your skull, through bone, through flesh, through all this physical matter, while other people are actually just hearing it come out your mouth. So when I hear my voice, I think I sound like Kermit the Frog. Ribbit. But then when I'm actually listening to my voice, it sounds lower and maybe more mature and more handsome. So, maybe if I listen to it this way, I'll get a feel for what I sound like in real life, and I can adjust that until I end up with a voice that I like more. Or, I'll just end up staying with the same voice and feel a lot more comfortable with it. Either way, I think that's going to be a good outcome. So, let's see. All right, so with the program I'm now using to do the voice recordings, I can still see how much time's elapsed. So, as of right now, about 5 minutes, 2 seconds. So, let me just tell you a bit about my day so I can get some practice with my first one. I got up at a reasonable time, actually got out of bed about 8 o'clock, hit snooze button once, had a smoke, had a nice shower. It was all right, didn't feel too bad. Afterwards, took my pain meds. I'll go back to showers. I've been having a lot of trouble with showers lately. That's one of the most difficult parts of my day. I get in, I'm a little tired, I'm a little sore, and I just feel lonely and depressed as hell. And I don't think it's the color that I painted my bathroom. I think I just had too many bad memories of being in the bathroom this year. Like before I went to the ER the second time, I must have spent 2 days in there on and off trying to feel comfortable in the hot water and just feeling miserable. And I was in there quite a bit. I think that's kind of stuck in my memory, this idea of going there and not really enjoying it. Anyway, did that, went to work. Today was one of those kind of days where I spent the first half with gremlins literally getting into everything. I had to get on one machine to make CDs. We have a big machine called a CD DVD duplicator hooked to it. That can burn up to 300 identical CD images, or as many you want of non-identical, as well as DVDs. And that machine wouldn't turn on. Finally found out that the hard drive had gone corrupt. Perfect timing too, because I had to burn a handful of CDs for someone by 2 o'clock, so had them get that, and the people gave me a CD that I needed to copy. I learned that that wasn't a closed session CD, so I couldn't use it in the other DVD duplicator. For most of you, there's two types of CDs, really. You can break them up into an open one and a closed one. Open one just means that it's still open for writing, means you could just put more files on it. A closed one, anyone that you get from the store or something like that is closed. Basically, you can't write anything back to it. It's not too typical to eject a CD from a drive without the software, whatever it is, automatically closing the CD or asking you if you'd like to close it. So it was just really annoying to find out that it wasn't closed. The version of Nero I have on my machine, which is an OEM version, would not close it. I was getting pretty frustrated, and I couldn't, I don't know if I said this already, I couldn't use it in our secondary duplicator machine that we just got recently. And I hadn't tried to use it before, but it just seemed like, okay, it's not working. I figured, all right, it's an open session CD, that's why. So I start doing it manually at my desk, even though, I'm not going to hit a 2 o'clock deadline doing it that way. It takes half an hour per CD, or more like 15 minutes, but, it just takes a lot of time. Then I finally got a CD with a closed image, stuck it in a secondary duplicator. Nothing was click, it's not. I put 13 CDs in it, closed them all, hit go, and 10 minutes later all 13 were done. It was amazing. The kind of thing you'd want if you're bootlegging music or video or something like that, but that's definitely not me. Let's see, where am I at right now? 8 minutes 25 seconds. So, dealt with that, dealt with my own computer at work freezing up left and right, going slow as snot. I don't know what's up with it. In fact, that reminds me, I should probably log in before I go to bed, if for nothing else, just to start a disk defragment on it. Try to get the primary drive defragmented, maybe that'll help things a little bit. So then the afternoon was a lot less eventful. We had our scrum meeting, which is getting together with our manager to talk about where we are for the day. And I had built a bunch of handful of things to go out to customers, so brought those up, brought some other things that I'm working on. Yeah, so it was all right. Got my stuff, came home. The last few nights I've been walking to the grocery store after I get home and picking up a salad, and it's been pretty good for me. I've been eating some junk on the side, but I was very happy to walk over again, have another salad. I came home and I've been writing, and I ate that salad. Been getting a lot of fruit and stuff lately too, but anyway, moving on. Let's see, got home, worked on some writing, listened to NPR OPB for most of the afternoon, evening. My ex-wife got on, her name's Sophie. She is probably easily my best friend, and I love her immensely. She got on, said she wasn't gonna be on for long, and like often happens when when she does that, we ended up talking for maybe a half hour, 45 minutes. So that was good. I won't share much about that conversation. Let's see then. Went back to the store again because I forgot a few things for lunch. I decided I was going to get in my bedroom about 9 o'clock instead of 10. I think last night and the night before, I was getting in my room about 10, 11, staying up till 11:30 midnight, and then I just couldn't sleep. So let's see what time it is now. It's 10:50. I'll probably get in bed in about 15, 20 minutes, and I'm definitely going to try to get some more sleep. I'm really droopy-eyed now and just tired. And I think that's one reason I wanted to do this. That way you can hear the tone of my voice, hear if I'm tired or what have you. Gotta say, though, I love this headset I bought at Fry's. I think it was $30. It's really for video games, not this kind of taping, but it works just fine. It's got a microphone that folds down, it's not flimsy, and it's easy to store away, which is one of the reasons I want to get it. Interestingly, too, years and years ago, you could find tons of different kinds of microphones for the computer. I guess that interest dwindled out because now you are, when I was there at Fry's is just a big warehouse for this kind of stuff. And I just found a couple kinds of regular microphones, or maybe just one of the old style kind of clip onto the monitor type headphone. And I've had one of those before. They suck balls. Had one that sits on the desk and then lifts up on a big arm towards you. Well, not big, it's small compared to what you'd see professionally. But let's see, maybe it's 6, 7 inches long, comes up, and I've used those before. I haven't had excellent results. So I thought I'd try something like this with the microphone. It's always going to be near my face no matter what I'm doing. So that's great. So as for me, I'm finding it kind of strange to do journal this way because I don't have to have my eyes open or looking at the computer. So kind of sitting back on my bed. My bed's a adjustable Tempur-Pedic, so I can have it sitting up. So it's sitting up. Oh, I'm sitting here, my eyes are closed, and yeah, I'm so tired, and I know what's gonna happen. This happens all the time to me. I'm gonna get ready for bed. I'm gonna get in bed, and then I'll get my second wind. That will happen. It's more than likely. Whoa, there's a siren outside. And looks like Martin Scorsese's on TV. That's who I think that is. Trying to remember who did the Godfather movies, or the first one. I think that's Martin Scorsese. Anyway, so I'm not gonna write in my other journal. Tomorrow's Friday, so I'm looking forward to that, looking forward to being off. We'll have to work this weekend, but hopefully I can keep it down about 2 or 3 hours. Don't think I should have too much of a problem about that, but I want to get everything done just because I have a lot of trust on my shoulders for the work we're currently doing. Which reminds me, I've got to kick off a build manually at 2:20 tomorrow after lunch, during lunch or whatever. All right, and then my weekend. Looks like I'm going to be pretty much doing what I did last weekend, which is staying home, do some things around the house. But this time, I have committed to stop smoking, and I have to get the Oxycontin down. So it's not going to be a fun weekend. Gonna be tough, even if I just lay in bed the whole weekend. But I think the end results are going to be worth it. I don't know if I will or will not make a video audio blog during that time. I'll probably be so scroungy and crying nonstop, it's not funny. So, anyway, I'm just going to cut this off, get this published to the internet, and then get to bed. So, again, this is my first audio journal ever in my entire life. I hope to make more. In fact, I hope to balance between the three journal types, video, audio, and written. Hoping this will be fun, and maybe if this starts to look really good, I'll have to get a little digital recorder. In fact, you know what? I think I can use my MP3 player as a microphone, so I'll have to figure out how to do that easily. Maybe I can make journals in other places or wherever the heck I may manage to be at any specific point. All right. Well, this has been my audio blog for June 11th, 2009. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. Thank you and take care.